Hey, y'all, it's Aaron from the Underground Railroad. You are tuning in to another great show on the 4EYED Radio Network. To listen to more of this show and other great shows, tune into www.4eyedradio.com.
That's right, kids. This is your good pal, Steve-O, from 4EYED Radio Network. I'm here to talk about a great person. Now, think about it. Who are you going to call when your logo looks like shit? You want a kick-ass logo. You want people to see your logo and go, you know what? That's an awesome logo. I wonder who did that logo. Well, I'll tell you who could do your logos for you. Check out Raven Designs. Special care of your work. Special inquiries? Check her out. She's got everything. RavenCruise.com is the place to go because you want a kick-ass logo. You want to stand above the rest. I guarantee it. You hear this song in the background? You know these guys have a kick-ass logo. It's a recognizable logo. And I guarantee it, if Raven was back in that time period, she probably would have made it for them. And they would have been like, hells yeah, people know who we are because we got Raven Designs behind us. Check out RavenCruise.com if you want a kick-ass logo for business cards. Maybe you want to put it on a car. These guys did. Maybe you want to put it on your building. You want something kick-ass. You want something that people can see and just go, this is awesome. Check out RavenCruise.com. And you know what? Do it. Do it right now. You got nothing else going on for you right now. Get a kick-ass logo. Check out her artwork, RavenCruise.com.
I looked in the mirror at my pigeon chest. I had to put on my clothes because it made me depressed.
All right, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the Long Box Cast. This is episode number 17. We are actually recording on Saturday, but this will be released on Thursday. So if you hear it on Thursday and there's a bunch of comic book news that came up after this, I already put this disclaimer, so don't get butthurt on me, all right? Of course, you can find us at longboxcast.com, part of the 4EYED Radio Network, The Fern. For more information, visit 4EYEradio.com. To listen to our show, don't forget you can find us on 4EYEradio.com, Spreaker, iTunes, Stitcher, Zune Marketplace, BlackBerry Podcast, Blueberry Podcast, Miro Guide, Double Twist, YouTube, Swell Radio, SoundCloud, and Player FM. Also, don't forget that you can subscribe to all of our podcasts on iTunes, so feel free to subscribe to us. Don't forget, if you like other shows, feel free to subscribe to them as well, and leave a comment. Tell us how we're doing. Tell us if you like the show. Tell us if you don't like the show. Tell us what we can change. Give us your input, people. This is social media at its best, so don't just, you can even put a smiley face, even put a like emoticon if you want. I am not going to judge you for an emoticon. That's something. At least you contribute to us. Again, we are brought to you by Raven Designs, illustrations and designs that fit your personalities. For samples and inquiries, visit RavenCruise.com. And also don't forget to check out Comic Care. You can go to ComicCare.org. This is a foundation that actually gets comic books from people. You can drop off your comic books and go ahead, and they go to children's hospitals. So kids, while they're going through chemo or getting better or doing whatever they can to fight the good cause, they got something to read, comic books. And I know they do a lot of cool stuff where a bunch of people, I believe the Arizona Avengers, joined up with them, and they're able to visit hospitals dressed out in their cool cosplays. And kids can see like Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, no Aquaman though, because no one wants to be Aquaman. You know what? I'm going to be Aquaman, except I'm going to go as the Craig Ferguson Aquaman, where I'm just like with the ridiculous buff muscles and all that kind of stuff. So if you have no idea what I'm talking about, I'm going to post one of his Ask Aquaman, because those are freaking hilarious on the Craig Ferguson late night show. Without further ado, I am Steve. And also with the new co-host, the new fantastic co-host, Kyle. Kyle, I believe you have something you want to say from last week's episode.
Yeah, I'd like to apologize to all the fans out there who started listening to the return of Longbox Cast. We're probably all excited for the new episode, and were just like, what the heck's going on? I can't understand this guy. So hopefully we got everything fixed. Again, really sorry about that. But if for some odd reason this still isn't working, you guys have no idea what I'm saying. I'm just going to say this. Out of the entire Batman trilogy, I think the first one's the best and the second one's overrated.
Ooh.
Just gonna leave it with that.
So you're talking about like the Christopher Nolan?
Oh yeah.
Really? Okay, we're gonna jump into this then after after this stuff, because I do want to hear your opinions. I do want to hear your opinions on this.
And if this thing is working and people can understand me, don't send hate.
No, we encourage hate. You know, to be honest with you, I encourage any kind of interaction on our Facebook page, website, anything, because it's so weird. We have multimedia, and I understand that some people just like, due to the fact that I it doesn't really make me angry, it just makes me kind of worried for society, especially with the Kickstarter that came out. We talked about it on last week's Socially Awkward. I know, I just dropped. I'm shameless plugging. I feel like those like celebrity, like that guy who's not really like he's a B actor, and he's just like, oh yeah, guess who lives in my building? Brad Pitt, yeah, Angelina Jolie. Not name dropping. But this guy who got a bunch of funding for his potato salad.
I heard about this,
and
yes.
I'm like, that's funny, and I know a lot of people share. It's just so weird to me that people share this stuff and it becomes big when there's like this one really cool web series project that wanted to get off the ground, and I really wanted to be a part of it. Like, I was actually going to like actually try out for one of the roles in the web series because it was here locally in Arizona, and it was about cosplayers and all this kind of stuff. And it was funny because the guys were in the studio and I was just pitching them like, oh, maybe the guy could sound like this or that, and they're like, wow, we really like all these different like, you know, acting stuff you can do, which is funny because everyone always asks me when I'm on stage doing stand-up, they're like, oh, have you ever done acting before? I'm like, no. They're like, are you serious? Because you're like so good at it. Again, I'm blowing smoke up my own ass because that's what I do. Speaking of which, I did do some stand-up this past Wednesday, open mic night. If you haven't listened to it yet, because it's going to come out last week Sunday, or this week Sunday, but then we're recording, so don't worry about that. But Appropriate Inappropriate, which is an episode I still have to edit, which is going to be really – it's not going to be bad, but it's just like I'm going to have to really take my time to edit everything. But we did some open mic nights, and then Kevin and Natalie brought us back there. Nancy. Shit. Hopefully she doesn't listen to the show, so I don't have to worry about that. Nancy and Kevin – brought us back there, and we did like our stand-up, which he recorded, and then so what's going to happen is you're going to hear some of our stand-up, and then they're going to interview us, because Kevin Elliott on the network as well, and me, and also Michael Turner, we do stand-up at Stand-Up Scottsdale, and I'm actually trying to get more out there, so, but it's fun, it was fun. I think it was a really good set. I don't think my first joke went over too well, because I made fun of women drivers with NASCAR. You can hear that on the episode, but this new joke that I did, that was a new joke I was trying out, and then the other joke I did was George W. Bush painting, like the joys of painting, like Bob Ross, and that went over really well, so I'm excited. I was like, alright, so I haven't had a shitty set yet. I'm sure it's gonna come sometime. I'm actually embracing it. Like, I kinda wanna have a shitty set, just so I know, like, okay, this is not what to do, or the crowd just hates me, so, but, I haven't been, like, just knocking out of the park. I mean, I've had good sets, and I had decent sets, so, but I haven't really bombed yet, where, like, no one's laughing, and you're just like, I gotta get the fuck off stage. How many minutes? Oh, it's only been 10 seconds. Great! So, that's going on, but now, okay, so, before we dive into everything, you mentioned, Kyle, about the Christopher Nolan's Batman. You think the first one is the best one, and the second one is overrated. Now, I know you're probably not saying the second one is a bad movie by any means.
Oh, no, not
you're
at
just
all.
Thinking, I... like, when everybody jumps on board, they're like, oh, I love the new Batman. Oh, Dark Knight, you know, is the best one. So why do you say that? Do you just think it was acting, pacing, or let me just hear your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good movie. Don't get me wrong. I did enjoy myself watching it, but I think now I'm probably going to get more hate for this, but the whole death of Heath Ledger during the whole thing and just people just saying it's the greatest thing ever because he was in it and he did a great Joker. Yes, he did a great Joker, but some people still just, I don't know. I mean, personally, Scarecrow's always been my favorite villain other than Mysterio, so it's kind of, I lean more towards the first one, even though Scarecrow's in all three, but I don't know. First one's got my heart.
I will say this. I have a feeling like if Heath Ledger did not pass away, I have a feeling in the third movie, Dark Knight Rises, where they're doing that court scene, I have a feeling it would have been the Joker.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I thought that would have been funny. They probably would still had the Scarecrow in it at some point doing something, but I think they originally, when they wrote it, they were like, oh, it would have been so funny just to have the Joker up there doing stuff. But, of course, you know, Heath Ledger passed away, which was bad. Now, yeah, don't get me wrong. I really liked his Joker. I think he brought a lot of good to it. But then again, it's like, I'm not saying there's any bad Jokers. Like, Jack Nicholson, he knew exactly what he was getting into when he did the movie. He actually did a smart business plan because he gets, like, 50% now of all, like, DC Comics, anything Batman property now. Like, and he even tried to set Danny DeVito up with that when he went into the second movie, Batman Returns, of Tim Burton's, but he couldn't get that good of a deal. But even if you go way, way back, Cesar Romero, when he played the Joker on the 1967 Batman, you know, with Adam West, I mean, yeah, sure, he hammed it up, but it's a campy Batman. Like, I'm not saying it's a bad Batman by any means. It's the time period. I mean, it's still a great show, and you just know these people, they brought to what they need to bring to it. So, I mean, it is what it is, but yeah, no, I mean, I don't think there was any bad Jokers. I mean, to me, to be fair, my favorite Joker still is Mark Hamill's interpretation of the Joker. I would love to see them do a DC... This is what I say. If he wants to retire the Joker, like he's already said he has, but if he really wants to go out with a bang, Mark Hamill, to retire the Joker, I think they should totally do a straight-to-DVD movie of The Killing Joke.
Yes.
And he would voice the Joker for that role, and then that could be like his last, you know, hurrah, I think, because it's something he's always wanted to do. Like, I have a feeling if they were like, hey, we're gonna do this, he'd be like, yeah, I'm on board. Like, I don't even think he'd probably do it for free. So interesting. Yeah, I do say this too, because I watched all Batman trilogies back to back, and yeah, Batman, was it Dark Knight Rises?
Yeah.
Everybody hated it. Everyone's like, oh, it's the worst movie. Now, look, it's not a bad movie. It's not the greatest movie, okay? There's certain things in it where you're like, really? You just kind of ended the movie with basically Batman doing what he did in the 1966 movie, where he's like, some days you just can't get rid of a bomb, you know, flying out there. And there's all these kind of plot holes and stuff like that. But it's not a bad movie. At least he was able to wrap it up. I'm still trying to figure out Tom Hardy's voice choice for Bane. Oh, hello there, Batman. Oh, I'm going to break you. I mean, it's fun to do at parties. I love being Bane. I love just walking around and just having him say funny shit. You merely adopted the podcast. I was born into it. You know, stuff like that. So, I mean, it's just fun to have that voice now. I'm like, okay, cool. But I'm just like, I think the best voice that I've ever heard for Bane was pretty much on the Batman animated series. And Bane, to me, was always a throwaway character. So it was really weird when they're like, oh, we're going to do Bane. And it was just kind of sad that they didn't really incorporate the Venom into it at all. So, but enough of us blowing Batman, you know, sucking bat dick for the time being. But did you read any comics this week?
Actually, I did. It's called Rainbow in the Dark.
Ooh.
It's a self-published, almost self-published. It's by two comic book people called Comfort Love and Adam Withers. They're husband and wife. They basically drew, wrote, colored, and lettered the whole book. They're some good friends of mine, and did a great job. You can find the book on Amazon. I'm sorry, I had to plug it in there.
But, oh, no, that's fine.
Yeah. Basically... I mean, it doesn't have superheroes. They have another book with superheroes, but I'll get to that some other time. Basically, girl feels like she doesn't belong in the world, and come to find out, basically, there's this thing that's controlling everything in the world, and she realizes that it's up to her and some new ragtag rebels to stop them.
Oh, very cool, very cool. Speaking of which, why not get another sponsor in here? If you want to pick up the book on Amazon, don't go to Amazon. Go to the Socially Awkward, the SAS.com page. Click on the Amazon banner and go ahead and look for Rainbow in the Dark and purchase that. And not only are you helping out some local talent over by Kyle, but you're also helping out the podcast. And we get a little taste and they get a little publicity. So go ahead and do that. So
it's a win-win.
It's a win-win for everybody except for the terrorists.
There you go.
It goes really silent really fast as soon as I bring in Pat Harris. I end up reading again The Dark Knight Returns by Frank Miller.
Nice.
Very just good, fun read, just like the dialogue. I mean, if you haven't seen it yet, like if you haven't read the book, go ahead and read the book because it's just a fantastic read. But even just watching The Dark Knight Returns, the animated movie they did, and getting the guy who played RoboCop to basically be, you know, to do the voice of Batman in that animated movie. So fantastic. So well done. So, yeah, it's a great book. It's basically Batman retires, and then he's just kind of like, he's trying to figure out what to do with his life, you know, after Batman retires. And it's kind of funny because him and Jim Gordon, you know, they like Jim now knows he is Batman at this point, and they're both like retired and stuff. And then he's like, he's still like, I need to get, you know, need to get back out there. But what I like about it is like he becomes Batman again one night and he just starts like, you know, tearing it up and saving people and doing all this cool shit. And then it's great because then all of his villains start coming back because like Batman's back. Like it's great because like Joker's watching like the news and the Joker's just like stone faced. Like he has no sense of humor anymore. He's just kind of like, he's just like just deteriorated. And then as soon as like they're like, oh, the Batman's back, it just like zooms in real close like on his lips in the book and he just has like this smile. You're just like, oh, that's just so awesome. I would love them to ever do a movie like that. I don't know if it could ever be done right, but that would be a fantastic movie to see. Just as long as you bring back like, you know, Michael Keaton or something. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, at least we're getting the costume in the new Batman versus Superman movie.
Yes, I know. And a lot, I just don't, like, there's so much stuff with that movie that, like, people, this is what I love, is, like, so many people are hating on it, and we really don't know too much about it. Granted, yes, the cast is huge. We're getting a bunch of, I'm like, everyone has to realize that they're building their Marvel universe, pretty much. Like, Marvel did it smart. DC hasn't done it too smart, but they're hopefully, this is going to be the movie that gets them on track. I mean, right now, to me, it just sounds like a clusterfuck. Like, there's too many things that might be going on, but we don't know. But it's just so weird because it's like DC, Warner Brothers owns all the DC property, so it's like they don't have to worry about, well, Spider-Man can't be in here, or Batman can't, you know, they don't have to worry about that crap that Marvel has to worry about because so many different, you know, movie studios own rights to different characters. So I'm just hoping it's like you have all the plans, just deliver it correctly. So we'll see what happens. I mean, we're not going to see this movie until, what, 2016?
Yeah.
So
same day as Captain America 3.
Captain America 3. So we'll see what happens. So let's see what else is there going on. We do have, yeah, Archie. We've been hearing about this for about a long time. I think about 3 months ago, we kept hearing that Archie was going to die in one of his books. I think Life with Archie. So we finally found out how Archie dies. He gets shot. He takes a bullet for one of his friends who is a homosexual, I guess. So it might be like a kind of like a take on a hate crime and everything like that. So Archie is, you know, he dies in this one. I mean, he's still around in other comics or whatnot, unless they bring him back, you know, which would be weird. Like Archie comes back like from the dead or something. But apparently, so did we ever find out in Life of Archie that, I mean, I don't know if the book has gone out yet or is being released this month, issue 36. But hopefully he finds out if he's going to pick Veronica or Betty before he dies. Like, just right when they're dying. Like, you know they would do that. Like, he'd be, oh, I love all my friends. You know, he's bleeding out, and they're just like, both of them over him, they're just like, so which one? Which one did you like? And then, you know, it'd be great if he's just all like, I just wanted to bone Jughead. And then he just dies. And then we're like, Archie was gay? What? So, very crazy stuff. How do you like, have you seen the new Batgirl costume?
I have, and I like it. It's interesting.
I really like it because it really looks like, what I like about it, it's kind of taking, it almost reminds me of Kick-Ass.
Yes, definitely.
Where like, it's like she designed her own costume. It's like, because really, like, where was she going to get the material? I mean, she's, you know, Commissioner Gordon's daughter. I understand, like, it's not going to be like the Catwoman costume from Tim Burton's, you know, Batman Returns, where she's like, I'm going to go crazy. Here's one leather jacket. I made an entire suit out of it. Bullshit. Which is funny that that's the one thing I call bullshit on. But I'm like, no, her falling out of a window, getting licked by cats, coming back, perfectly normal. The penguin being in sewer, being raised by penguins, perfectly normal. But fuck you. You cannot make a full-length leather costume out of one jacket. That's just bullshit. but yeah, I really like the design. I really like the jacket. I think it's really kind of cool. I like the snapping of the cape and stuff like that. I'm actually, to be honest, I'm really looking forward to like seeing people play this at Comic-Con.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. And mentioning the snapping of the cape, I think someone was probably watching The Incredibles when they thought of this idea.
You know what? Yeah, because it's like if it does get caught on something, it's just easier to, you know, get rid of. Which I'm also kind of curious about her jacket. I wonder if it's like reversible. So, like, I mean, if you think about it, she's at school, you know, she can wear certain stuff underneath her stuff. Because obviously, I'm guessing in this, she's either a college student or I don't know if she's doing a teenager with the new kind of like almost reboot of her coming back. But I'm wondering if, like, yeah, you know, she has a reversible jacket and she just spins it around and boom, she's Batgirl or something. But I really like the jacket. I have a feeling if DC, if you're smart, as soon as you release this, like during the winter, release the jacket. You don't know how many nerd girls are going to buy that fucking, like, jacket, because it's a really cool looking jacket her bat suit. So, but I like the bat utility belt. I like how it's not really like, you know, based on Batman's design, because like if she's going out by herself before she even meets Batman, before they both know like, oh, he's Bruce Wayne, she's, you know, Commissioner Gordon's daughter and everything like that, Barbara, she's really not going to have the funds like Batman.
Yeah, I mean.
But yeah, I love the design. It's really cool. So we'll see how this. I think this is coming out like sometime next. In the next couple of months, they're introducing the new kind of Batgirl outfit. So, and it's really not sexist. I think like they really didn't do a skin tight kind of outfit for her. But now, before we get into some of these other kind of little bit of comic book news, do you have any thoughts? Do you have any thoughts on San Diego Comic-Con coming up at the end of this month?
I think we're going to be busy. It's the first thought. just really wishing I could go, but sadly, I'm all the way over here on the East Coast, so there's no way I'm going to be able to visit there for a long time.
Yeah, I was trying to get people to maybe, you know, I'm going to be 30 this year. It's during the weekend of my the weekend before my birthday. I was like, maybe people want to send me over there, you know, that I can come back with some great news and stuff. But I don't think any takers. But yeah, no, I mean, there's going to be a lot of movie releases. I know Marvel teased a little bit of some of the movies they're releasing. Or at least announcing that they're going to be doing. Of course, Ant-Man is up there, Avengers 3, which we will get into the three new things that happened at Marvel this week. But so yeah, there's going to be a lot of those movies. Oh, and they even talked about already Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which I'm going to be seeing that, I believe, the night before it gets released on August 1st. So next time we do a show after, I think probably the first show we do in August, we will try to have a review of that, of what we thought. But yeah, it definitely looks like, yeah, the movie hasn't even come out yet. I'm guessing it's getting already very good praises with anybody who's already got a sneak peek of seeing it. So it looks like they've already announced maybe doing a sequel to that, which that doesn't really surprise me. Something like that. Most likely we'll get more shots of the Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice movie. And then there's probably – usually what always happens at Comic-Con, they always – like some people don't announce stuff and then they'll just like have all this stuff that explodes. And you're like, oh, I didn't know they were doing that. Oh, they're doing that. That's going to be cool. So we'll see if we get any more news on any of the Netflix series that are going to be hitting probably next year, like the Daredevil. I know they're still casting certain people in that show, but we'll see what happens and what else is going to, you know, pop up. But speaking of Marvel, Marvel did a lot of stuff this week. Marvel dropped
They
bought not only in the comic book news, but in the movie news. Now, Marvel, I would say the first thing is the first release of some of the stuff for Avengers 2. Entertainment Weekly had about maybe 5 or 6 screenshots. The cover was very cool. It was showing Ultron finally, so we got to see a look at Ultron. I say he looks phenomenal. I was very worried that they were just going to model it after the Tony Stark armor, but they didn't. Which was great. They actually modeled it off of, you know, Ultron. So that looks fantastic. I really like Captain America's new costume. They kind of took the old costume from the first movie and then the Avengers costume, which everybody was like, what the hell? That was like the weirdest looking Captain America costume. And then they kind of combined them, and I think it looks really good. Iron Man suit kind of looks like the same, nothing really too major. I'm sure once you see more screenshots of that, we'll be like, okay. Now, I know in this movie, apparently, it's also, they're going to have, the Hulk is back. Black Widow's back. Captain America's back. Hawkeye's back. They showed his new costume. Looks different. It's almost kind of going back to his like purple suit, but not really. It's like he's got kind of like a long trench coat going on. So, who else is coming back?
Rhodey.
Yes.
War Machine.
War Machine is going to be in there, and then they're also bringing in the twins, Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, which we'll see if this Quicksilver can bring it, because the Quicksilver in Batman or in X-Men Days of Future Past, he nailed it. So
yeah, it's going to be tough to beat that one, but
which is funny we'll because both of those kids were both in Kick-Ass. Now they're both Quicksilver, so it's weird. But yeah, and then I don't know who else is going to be. Oh yeah, and Vision. We're going to finally get a Vision, so that should be cool. Which I just is the same voice of Jarvis, the guy who's going to be playing Vision. So,
which makes sense if you think about it.
No, it totally does.
Yeah.
So that should be exciting. Now the big news. Now I'm going to let you take this story because you probably read more up on it than I have. I just heard a little bit about it, but the new Thor.
Yes, Thor is now a Disney princess. Basically, from what it sounds like, Marvel is saying Thor is no longer worthy of Mjolnir, the hammer, and someone else is going to be picking up the mantle of Thor, which really doesn't make sense since his given name is Thor. So, unless, of course, the female's name is actually Thor, not sure how they're going to explain that one.
Well, they always find a way. I mean, there was a time, like back in, even during the Civil War, they brought it up where Thor was actually dead.
Yes.
And Reed Richard, yeah. But they had a comic. I remember my brother was talking about it. They had a comic where people were trying to pick up the hammer of Thor and get the power, and then finally a hand comes out and picks it up, and it was Dr. Doom for a short time. So. Yeah. There's all these kind of weird things. So I'm pretty sure Marvel will figure it out. I just don't know. A lot of people were worried, like, how is this going to affect the movie franchise now? Are they going to change Thor from a man to a woman? I don't think they are, because right now it's that Marvel universe is completely different from the Marvel comic universe. And I have a feeling, I'm like, we probably won't see a female Thor unless until after they're done with this run and they decide we need to reboot Thor for whatever reason, and they'll probably try the female Thor.
Yeah, I think they'll probably bring back Thor as a male if this whole thing doesn't work out or whatever before the next Thor movie or before Avengers 2, just because, you know, fans are going to be like, oh, hey, Avengers 2 is coming out. Let me just go pick up a few comic books at my local comic book shop and see what's going on. Same thing with the death of Peter Parker. They brought him back right before Amazing Spider-Man 2. I definitely called it.
Oh, no. Marvel does it all the time. They shake things up. I mean, look at the death of Wolverine. They're going to kill him off, but you know Wolverine's going to be back. They always bring everybody back.
Definitely. Yeah.
Well, this is funny. I mean, they got rid of... Okay, first off, Peter Parker has died off twice. He died off in two separate comic book series. He died in Ultimate Spider-Man, and then he died in Spider-Man. And then he came back. So it's basically because people get sick. Like, it's weird. Like... They don't think the comic book fans are listening, but they are. Like, people actually did get sick of Peter Parker for a bit, and they're like, I don't really care about him. So they're like, okay, we're going to give you new people. We're going to try new stuff. And then we did that, and then people are like, I kind of miss Peter Parker. So they're like, fine, fuck you. We'll kill this guy off, and we'll bring Peter Parker back. We'll figure it out. It's a comic book. So I have a few – that usually always happens. I mean, look, they did the same thing with Batman. There was, like, the death of Batman, but really Batman was just sent back in time. And he was making his way back. But then it was even like Dick Grayson took over the mantle to play Batman, which was, you know, kind of cool and stuff like that. So this is what happens in the comic book. They got to shake things up. So like they said, female Thor is going to show up. We'll see how she works out and everything like that. If Marvel, if you're smart, not only make it a female Thor, but make her a lesbian.
Ooh,
hit that market. Totally slap DC in the face when they were like, Batwoman is a lesbian and she wanted to get married. And they're like, no, we can't do this because no superhero can get married, which is total bullshit. I don't know what DC's problem was with that whole thing like last year. But I'm like, literally just bitch slap him in the face, Marvel, and be like, yeah, Thor, not only has she got a hammer, but she's going to be using it on other women, bitches. Yeah, lesbo time. And then literally at the end, like with her... with her female, like they'll have sex or whatnot, and she'd be like, how are you feeling? She's like, I'm so Thor. Like, just,
wow.
Yeah, just milk it. Now, another big news, apparently Captain America is also getting replaced.
Yes, was it Falcon replacing him?
Falcon is replacing him. Now, Falcon, to me, I really didn't care too much about his series. It wasn't until, like, literally Captain America 2 came out that I'm like, you know what? Falcon's a cool character. I like him. You know, he's a fun character. The guy who played him, I think, did a very good job. And he made this character likable, which was technically, to me, kind of a throwaway fucking character.
Yeah, I mean, I read about him. I honestly don't even know about him until Civil War.
Mm.
And come to find out, he's, like, best friends with Captain America or something.
Yeah, well, I made it like, this is the joke I made when, Iron Man 2 came out, you know, he has his friend War Machine, you know, and I'm all like, and then Captain America 2 comes out, and now he has his new friend, you know, I'm like, okay, so is that in Thor 3, is Thor going to get like a new black friend or something like that, like everyone has to get partner up with a new black friend or something like, this is my friend, he's black, so no racism here. Yeah, Luke Cage. Oh, yeah. Yeah, technically, I was about to say, I'm like, oh, with Luke Cage, but then I'm like, he has a white friend. Well, kind of a white friend. I would say Iron Fist is more Asian, right?
It's a mix between two, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking of Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon right now, and they have him as, like, a surfer white dude.
Which is so fucking weird. Even, it's funny, though, because he's voiced by the same guy who does Beast Boy. And he's not like really like create like you know how Beast Boys is because it's the same voice of the new Michelangelo on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoon show as well. But like he plays it like it's like you can tell it's the same voice, but he's just like he's playing it so monotone, and it's like wow, this is actually really good because it's like you just use the same voice, and instead of changing the pitch or getting overexcited and all that kind of stuff, you just made it a completely new character. So props to him. But yeah, so how do you feel about Falco? I'm like, Falco Punch! How do you feel about Falcon taking over the mantle of Captain America? Because I know, didn't Bucky took over for a short time back in a couple of years?
Eh, I guess. I mean, Falcon, if you had to pick anybody, I'd say Falcon's a good pick. I mean, best friend to Captain America. Who wouldn't want that role?
No, who wouldn't want that role? But it's weird because Falcon doesn't really, I mean, does he really have any superpowers? Is he really, or is it just his, you know, his flight suit that gives him all of his abilities? Because technically, I'm like, unless they know how to do the super soldier serum, I'm like, he's really, really can't do much like Captain America. I'm pretty sure they'll probably do something where they're like, oh, well, we used mutant genes and now he's got all the powers. And
what if they paint the Falcon suit to look like Captain America?
Ooh. Oh, wow. You know what? That would not... You know, that could actually work. That would actually be kind of... Because they did that with the Iron Patriot.
Yep.
Actually, that would be kind of cool, because then they could come up with a mechanism for his shield. Like, that's the only thing. It's like the shield. Like, I'm pretty sure he can fight in battle. Like, he can hold his own. Like, I'm not saying, like, he can't do it, but it's just... To me, like, to be Captain America, it's like you have to hold this shield, which to him probably is, like, nothing, and then just to be able to, like, just toss it. You know, and then catch it again without having to worry about, like, whoa, my arm broke, you know, or something like that. Like, like there's only a few people that I think can actually, you know, use Captain America's shield, you know, like he does. Like a normal, you know, like Cyclops, I don't think could use Captain America's shield. Because Cyclops, you know, he's agile and he's got his mutant power, but he doesn't really have, like, super strength. Wolverine, on the other hand, he has his Antimania claws, so to me it's like if it flies at him, you know, he can just catch it and it wouldn't really affect him, you know, kind of thing.
Wolverine is Captain America.
You want to do that?
Make it happen, Marvel. Make it happen.
That's our new... Hey, bub. I'm sure What's-His-Face would be ecstatic. Hugh Jackman to play him. He'd be like, Stars and Stripes, bitches. That's all I got. Let's see what else is coming up. They do have... I'm trying to think what else is there. Now that you mentioned that a while, we're talking about Thor. Him being a Disney princess. You think that's all they're trying to do? Because he's like the only one that's royalty besides Black Panther?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I just said it as like a joke because everyone seems to be making it as a joke. But, I mean, it does make sense. I mean, technically, he's now a Disney princess.
Yeah, and they did that with, I mean, they did it with Princess Leia. So I don't see why not doing that, because he is Thor is from like the royal family, you know, up in Asgard. And then I'm trying to think, the only person that I know that is royalty really is Black Panther, you know.
Oh, speaking of Black Panther, did you hear that they're probably I think it was announced that they're going to be doing a Black Panther movie?
Yes, which I'm excited for because I do think he's a great character, and I would love to see him finally be in the Avengers. I think that would be kind of cool because I would love them to do the whole, you know, Captain America shield breaks, and then they have to go to what was it, Wakanda? Is that where he's from?
Mm-hmm.
And then because they have the material that actually fixes shield and everything like that. So I just hope they pick a really good cast and they do a good job on it. Who would you like to see play Black Panther?
Ooh. Honestly, I'm not really sure. I haven't really given it much thought.
Will Smith. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just throwing it out there. They're just totally butchered. They're like, and his father's being played by Tracy Morgan. I'm the king of Wakanda. I got your mother pregnant, and now you're the Black Panther. I don't know. I don't read comic books. I'm suing Walmart.
Now, if only Marvel Disney could get the rights back to X-Men, we could have a Black Panther Storm wedding.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I know. Their whole... Yeah, so many. I just hate that whole property buy-up thing or whatnot, you know. But who cares? People want to make money, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, I'm excited for, like, that's the weirdest part. I'm more excited for, like, Ant-Man to me. I'm like, just give him a Netflix series, but a Black Panther movie, like, I'm totally behind. Like, I'm like, yeah, I love a Black Panther movie, but I'm like, fuck you, Ant-Man.
Yeah, with everything that's been going on with Ant-Man, I wouldn't be surprised if they did do that, but it's still a movie.
Yeah, I know. It just seems weird to me because it's like Ant-Man, you know, he was the guy who basically created Ultron, you know, and like I'm like, how are you? I'm like, unless Paul Rudd's going to have like a little bit of a cameo in Avengers 2 where he's just like a scientist before he becomes, you know, Ant-Man or something like that. And he's just like, oh, I've been designing this thing. If they pulled that off in the movie and then we can actually see how he's going to be. In that character, then we could be like, oh, okay, maybe I'm on board with an Ant-Man movie. But, I mean, the only time I really liked Ant-Man was in that Avengers Assemble cartoon show. Because
cartoon.
They were able to pace it. Okay. I love how they canceled that show after two seasons. It was a great show. You did a great job on it. And then you give us, what is it, Avengers Assemble?
Yes.
And I hate that show.
Really?
I'm trying to watch it. I'm like, this is so horrible. Like, it's like...
They have a lot of repetitive themes going on with, like, the whole cabal and Tony's usage of technology and whatnot. It does get very annoying. But, I mean, it still has its plus points. I'm a huge fan of the Hawkeye character, so...
Yeah, I just don't I hate the design of Hawkeye in that thing. I don't really like him. Like, me, I'm wearing sunglasses, like, all the time. It's just, I don't know, it's just weird. I don't know. It's just like, I'm just not on board. Well, that's the same thing I feel about Ultimate Spider-Man. I really hate that show. Like, how they really portray Spider-Man in it. It's all like, sometimes he's like really dumb, and I'm all like, okay, don't get me wrong. Spider-Man's funny. And the reason why he's funny is when he's in battle, the reason why he talks shit is because he's so nervous. Like, he's like, I'm going to get my ass handed to me, but he's not going to say that to the bad guy that he's fighting. So his coping mechanism is cracking jokes. And then it's like he's also very intelligent. Like, this is the thing I always got really weird when they're always talking about, like, you know, like Reed. Like, to me, I thought it was like Tony Stark is really smart, Spider-Man's really smart, and Reed Richards are really smart. Like, those three are all. I mean, like, half the time Spider-Man and Reed Richards are working together because they're both scientists, you know, pretty much. You know, that's what Peter Parker is going to college for and all these things. But in this cartoon show, they make him seem like such an idiot, and I'm all like, what the fuck? And it's just very rare where you see him doing science. You're like, okay, that's the Spider-Man I know. You know, and then I also hate the fact that they really butchered the Venom character in that cartoon show.
Ooh, yeah, that was one thing I didn't like about it. They did a good job on Deadpool, though, so I gotta give them two thumbs up for that.
I will give them props to that, but I hated the voice actor for him.
Oh, you didn't like Ron Stoppable playing Deadpool?
No, because my favorite, I think the best person to portray Deadpool was Nolan North.
Yes, he was good. He's done quite a bit.
Yeah, he's done a lot with Deadpool, and I'm all like, don't get me wrong, I don't mind the guy who plays Ron Stoppable anyways, because he's done a lot of other great voice acting roles, like he was fucking, you know, in Batman Beyond, he was the reboot of Thundercats, which I'm so depressed that they actually got rid of that show. That was a really good fucking reboot. But yeah, no, he does some stuff, but just I just did not like how they played it. Like Nolan North has these ranges when he plays Deadpool, and the coolest part is like when he did when he was brought into that role. What we're talking about there is he does the video game, but when he first actually played Deadpool was in Wolverine versus Hulk, which I believe is a cartoon. You can actually find it on Netflix. It's a double back. There's Hulk versus Thor, and then Hulk versus Wolverine, and I really like the art style in the second film with the Wolverine and stuff like that. But the funny part is when he came in, they were like, yeah, you're going to have to ad-lib all of his lines because the guy who recorded it for Deadpool, they were like, we didn't really like it and we don't have time to, you know, go through. So basically his character's on screen and Nolan North is just like going like, okay, I know the character. Let me just try some shit. And it just worked out beautifully. Like he did such a good job and all these kind of like funny ass things with him, but like how he does stuff, especially in the video game. If you haven't played the video game, like he does like three different voices where he has the high happy like Deadpool, like basically it's like three sets of voices because he has his normal voice, then he has a voice that's like a serious voice that's in his head, and then he has like a crazy voice that's in his head as well. So it's like he's playing Deadpool but three different Deadpools, and I was like, yeah, he nailed that character. That's why I was just kind of like, when I heard it on the Ultimate Spider-Man, I liked the episode, but I was just like, I liked the funny stuff, like where he's like, my origin story, my mother and father were killed by like ninja, you know, and it was great. But I was just like, I just think he really tried like to oversell Deadpool, and I'm just like, this is just not how Deadpool is, you know. It's just all like, I just think Nolan North does a better Deadpool, that's all.
I agree.
Like, basically, if you want to do a Deadpool movie and you can't find an actor, just throw anybody into that costume and just let Nolan North do the dubbing of the voice then.
Might have to hire him if I ever decide to cosplay as Deadpool at a convention.
Oh, that. I mean, the only other thing, like, we actually did a question back in the day on Longbox Test. We were saying, like, if you could play, if you think you could, like, they hire you on to play, I'll even ask you this question, because they hire you on to play a superhero. Like, you have a choice. He's like, yeah, you want to play a superhero. You know, they'll give you the training, get you in shape and all that kind of stuff. Who do you think you could portray the best in a superhero movie?
Oh, who could I portray the best? Oh, that's a tough one.
Like, I had three answers, so.
My best guess, I mean, Deadpool definitely, just because I've been reading and watching and playing him, like, nonstop. Always wanted to be a Green Lantern.
You know, that's so weird. I actually said I could play a Green Lantern and also said Deadpool, and then my third one was Spider-Man.
I was thinking Spider-Man, but I'm like, I don't have the brains to be Spider-Man.
I don't have the brains. I just think I'm very good at, like, being witty. And I'm already socially awkward, so, and just even, like, but, like, Green Lantern. Okay, now, Green Lantern, who do you think you could play? Would you be Hal Jordan? Would you be Kyle? Which Green Lantern do you think you would be able to play?
I'm probably gonna have to pick Kyle Rayner, not just because we share the same name, but I mean, I dabbled around in art a little bit, so we kind of have that similarity going for us.
Okay. I said John Stewart, so.
I can see that.
I'll just be blackface, you know.
Yeah.
It's all like, we're not doing this movie, Steve. I'm like, come on! No, I'm kidding. I think I actually picked Hal Jordan, because I'm like, well, I'm going to take the character seriously. I'm not going to try to be like Ryan Reynolds. Like, he just seemed awkward with that. Actually, I did not know this. So there's a new Disney movie coming out by the people who created Frozen and Wreck-It Ralph. I have not seen Frozen yet. Everybody I know have been raving about the whole Let It Go crap thing. I love Wreck-It Ralph, though. I thought it was a fantastic movie. But Big Hero 6. Now, I didn't know Marvel. This is a Marvel property.
Yes, it technically takes place in Marvel universe, but I will probably see like Iron Man or something like that, like in the background somewhere, like, or like on the news. But other than that, that's all I can think of for what they're going to do for it with actual Marvel characters.
Which is cool, though, which is really cool that Disney was able to jump on that. Now, did you see the trailer for it yet? Like the actual extended trailer?
I've only seen the first trailer that was first released when he's trying to get his white blob thing into the suit. That's all I've really seen. Okay. I haven't seen anything else yet.
Yeah, they released a new trailer that came out. It's like their first, like, it's not like a huge, huge trailer, but it kind of shows you a little bit of stuff. It looks really good. I do like the design of, like, kind of like the villain that's going to be in it. I like the humor in it. The robot actually does talk, and I love the robot's little bit of voice. I just love the robot's mannerisms in the movie. There's a part where, like, the kid's trying to explain to the police chief that he's like, yeah, we're in this, like, thing, and this guy with a kabuki mask, like, comes out of nowhere, and he starts setting all this stuff at us, and meanwhile, the robot, it, like, I'm not sure what the robot is made of, but it seems to have, like, a air-based property where it can, like, blow itself up and be deflated. But, like, all of a sudden you see the robot blow himself up, like, his arm, and you just see all this air just coming out because obviously he got damaged, and he's just sitting there, like, grabbing tape from the desk, and the officer's just looking at him. He's just putting it on his arm, and then he grabs another one, puts it on his arm, and then finally, like, he goes for the third piece, and the cop just, like, pushes the tape dispenser, like, closer to the robot. Like, it's just pretty funny, so... it looks like an interesting movie. I hope it does well because it does look really cool. I really like Disney. As soon as they, I guess, made Tangled is when they finally Disney got on board with the Pixar idea of let's create a story first and then design everything. Let's focus on story. As soon as they started doing that, I think all their like 3D animation films have been doing a lot better. Because the first couple of ones that came out, like when they were just like, oh, this is what Pixar just makes good looking movies, and then they focus on story. And Pixar is like, fuck no, we're like maybe years in advance with stories before we even think about character design. So yeah, it should be pretty cool. That comes out, I believe, this November. Which Disney's actually been pretty good at, like, November releases now with these movies. They used to have, like, their summer movies, but they don't do that anymore. I guess they don't want to compete. But then again, well, technically, they do have summer movies because all their Marvel movies. So Disney's doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
Zachary Quinto doesn't see his coming back to the Heroes Return reboot thing they're doing. I don't really blame him because, I'm going to be honest, Heroes, fuck that show.
Yeah, it died basically after the first season.
Yeah, like, this is how I always said with Heroes. I go, the first season was phenomenal. First season was great. Mm-hmm. And I go, the second season happened, and I'm like, it wasn't as good as the first, but I gave him the benefit of the doubt because that was that whole writer strike that was going on. So I'm like, okay, you wrapped up your season, you wanted to get it done with, and I'm like, it was a little lackluster, a little rushed, but then I'm like, okay, it's because of the writer's strike and everything like that. But then you get to the third season, and you're just like, what the fuck is this? And then I didn't even bother with the fourth one. I was like, I'm not doing this.
I watched the whole series.
So 4 years of your life were wasted.
Well, no, 3 years.
Oh, touche. And then when they even said they were doing a reboot, like, I was like, does anyone even fucking care?
I cared a little bit. I was like, oh, cool, they're rebooting it. Maybe it'll be better. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what they decide to do. Now, I think this is a story you post? Or maybe I post this. I guess,
yes, I put it up there.
The Green Arrow?
Yes. This is for the TV series Arrow.
Yes.
For the Flash series.
Yes.
Many people probably know him, that Robbie Amell from The Tomorrow People, which got canceled.
Yes.
He's going to be playing Ronnie Raymond, which is also known as Firestorm in the Flash series.
Yes. Now, Firestorm is kind of a cool character. The last time I saw Firestorm, he was done in Batman Brave and the Bold, the cartoon show, which, if you have not seen that cartoon show, I loved it. Like, you have to just accept it that it's a campy show. And just play, it's like tongue-in-cheek, and if you can accept that, it's actually a really funny Batman show. It's really clever. But I was curious how they're going to do this, because isn't Firestorm like two people in one body?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like the merging between like a professor or like a... I think what they did in Brave and the Bold was a gym coach and a scientist student, they merged together or something like that.
Yeah. So I'm curious if they're going to do that in the Flash series, and they're going to do, like, the guy, like, talking to him, like, two voices, like, in his head, and having those conversations, or they're just going to chalk it up to him just being a single character.
As of right now, I think they're probably going to wait till at least the second season. Just have him as Ronnie Raymond, just a character, let people enjoy him as him, and then maybe possibly give him superpowers.
That would be the smart thing to do, because I understand you're going to introduce the Flash, and then you are going to have to introduce some villains. I did see that Captain Cold is going to be in the Flash series, which I'm excited for, because I'm kind of hoping that they do the Rogues Gallery with, you know, Captain Cold, you know, the Boomerang, Mirror Master, you know, all those kind of good stuff. So we'll see what happens with that. I already know they, with the teaser trailer, you did get a glimpse of the Reverse Flash, Thawne. Look like he might, he's going to be a character in it. Probably, they're probably not going to introduce him till maybe second season. I would say they might even end it with like him showing up, which I always said they did a Flash movie and they decided to do the Flashpoint Paradox as like one of the final movies. I would say a cool, I think, I know he'd be really old for the role, but I don't really care. I think Bryan Cranston would be a good Thawne.
Nice. Yeah, that would be good.
I'm looking forward to this series. Like, I am going to try to give Green Arrow another shot. I know everyone said it gets better in the second season, so...
Well, if it helps, apparently Brandon Routh, the guy who played Superman in Superman Returns, is supposed to be coming onto the Arrow series as the Atom.
Yes, I heard about that, which I was kind of like, okay, I'm all for that, because the Atom... It's weird, like, the Atom, I think, is, like, he's basically just Ant-Man, but he's just, like, I think he's cooler.
Yeah, I mean, they've been hinting at Ted Kord, like, not, well, actually, that's Blue Beetle, my bad.
I would love to see Blue Beetle.
Yes, they've been hinting at Blue Beetle, but I think there might have been, like, a hint or two towards the Atom. Yes, actually, I believe there was. Back in, like, season one, there was, like, a very small hint to Ray Palmer. Apparently, he went to school with Oliver.
Oh, okay. Very cool. So, yeah, I mean, DC is doing it right on TV right now. I mean, they basically own the CW, so Arrow doing so well. I mean, first they did, you know, Smallville, and then the Arrow spun off from that, and then now the Flash is spinning off from that. So, I mean, as long as you get good writers behind it and you kind of, you know what you're doing, you can make really good shows. And it's kind of crazy because it's like, I mean, the only two, like, superhero shows, I mean, I think there's been a total of 3 superhero shows, like, throughout our, like, the entire lifespan. I mean, there was the Batman show, then there was Lois and Clark, and then there was the Flash, the original Flash TV shows. So it's like we've only had a few glimpses of actual superhero TV shows, and some of them did very well, and some of them didn't do too well. And, you know, Arrow, Smallville obviously did very well, lasted for, what, like 10 seasons?
Yep.
And then you got now the Arrow doing very well. Like, the Arrow, that's kind of amazing if you think about it. It took 10 seasons, and then the Arrow gets, you know, a show. And then it only took, like, 2 seasons of the Arrow, and they're like, all right, we're giving the Flash a show. So, it's very interesting. We'll see what happens. So I will try to push through Arrow on Netflix and then see if I can catch up on season 2. I will force myself to watch it. I'm going to try to keep an open mind, but if I do, I'll put it this way. Whether or not I'm liking it, I will watch both seasons, and then I will give everybody my opinion on it. So I will try to keep an open mind. I'm going to push everything out of my head right now. I'm going to try to look at it with a fresh mind and just see why so many people like this show. I'm not saying it's a bad show. Obviously, it's doing very well. It's been picked up. It's getting spinoff series and stuff like that. I just don't know. Like, I've watched 6 episodes. I'm just like, why are people liking this show? Like, is it just mostly women because the guy's good looking? I'm like, I don't know. So it's like, I'm trying to keep an open mind. It's like, and it has something to do with, like, I love Green Arrow. I think Green Arrow is a fantastic fucking character. So just like, I don't know. I just feel like the guy just can't act. That's all I feel.
And I'm going to just say this. I've always liked archery, so it's kind of one of the main reasons why I'm sticking with it.
Okay. That's fine. I mean, no, you're allowed to have your opinion. You don't have to, like, jump on board and like, I'm only watching it because I like archery. Don't hit me, Steve. You know.
Oh, no. Trust me, I love it. But archery is the main reason why I watch it, because it's got some really cool moves.
No, and that's cool and stuff. I'm just trying to figure out just, like, some of the stuff he says. I'm just like, I'm just like, fuck you, buddy. But I just feel like the guy just doesn't know how to act. Like,
he gets better.
Hopefully. I mean, like, so far my favorite interpretation of Green Arrow was on Justice League cartoon show. I think the guy who played Oliver Queen on that was fantastic. Mm. So I don't know if I'm pushing too much into other people's acting or whatnot. and things like that. But yeah, I think this is going to wrap it up for this show. So again, people, don't hate me because I don't like Arrow. actually, you know what? We'll give out. I'm going to put this out. This is going to be our first question for next week. So go ahead, listen to the show. Hashtag it with Arrow yeah or Arrow no. Tell me what you people like about the show. What do you like about Arrow? What do you not like about Arrow? And let me try to get a poll going to see if I'm the only person that's just like being trying to think that like I'm cool going like, oh, Arrow likes Arrow. Fuck Arrow. I don't like Arrow. I'm just trying to – what do you like about the CW's version of Arrow? So go ahead and follow us on at LongBoxCast on the Facebook. Go ahead and put your – I'll put the question out. Probably I'll do it Monday. But then when you listen to this, it'll be Thursday, so it'll be out there. But we'll try to figure it out. I'll push it out. We'll figure it out. I'll figure out the internet. And then also don't forget to follow us on Twitter at LongBoxCast as well, which you can do the hashtag there. And I think we do have a hashtag for questions. Let me check the show notes. Of course, I'm so professional at this. Yeah, we have a hashtag comic question. Oh, cool. I'm all like, that didn't make any sense, but I just read it wrong because I'm mentally handicapped. hashtag comic question of the week. Go ahead and put that on. We'll totally exit. So, tell us what you like about Arrow. And Kyle, you can feel free to then next week. I'll watch some Arrow's episodes. That'll be my homework this week. You already watched it, so then you and I can have the conversation. So after we listen to the fans of what they like, we can talk about what we like or what we don't like. So don't forget to follow us at LongBoxCast on Twitter. Also, don't forget to follow us on LongBoxCast.com, part of the Fern Network. And Kyle, where can they find you? I know you're all over the interwebs. You're a multimedia Deadpool master. You're like the merc with social media access.
Well, right now you guys can find me at @Deadpool_Ranger on Twitter. And I'm kind of thinking about starting up a blog talking about comic book stuff.
Cool.
Thinking about calling it Deadpool Ranger Talks. And talks. Ooh. And talks.
Very
but,
nice.
But more on that maybe later.
Okay, very cool, very cool. Actually, if you start doing a blog, I got to figure out the website because I got to start updating stuff, but I can give you access to that. And if you feel like posting any of your blog posts or any comic book reviews you like to do, we'll go ahead and try to get that site up and running again.
Awesome. Sounds good.
I know I added you to our group. I have to see. I don't know if I've added you as an admin yet on LongBoxCast Facebook page.
Yes, you have.
Okay, so yeah, feel free to promote that page. Any other people want to like it. And if you find any cool articles or whatnot you want to go ahead and post on that, feel free to. I try to post anything that I find interesting or kind of cool and just post that on the Facebook page. So yeah, we're at 51 likes right now, so go ahead and give us a like. If we can get to 100 likes, we'll maybe do a contest. Maybe Ooh. Give out like a free comic book or maybe some cool comic book merch. We'll figure it out. But
can I enter?
No, we can't enter. You're like, what if I leave the podcast and come back? No, I always say that too. I'm like, can I enter the contest? And they're like, no, you're part of the network. You can just say you win. I'm like, so? But yeah, so you can find me at Stephen Mooney Jr. If you want to get updates on stand-up comedy shows that I'm doing or anything else with going on with the network, or if you just want to follow me on Twitter, I say some funny shit sometimes. I'm also working on posting some videos of me doing impersonations because apparently a lot of people want to see that. And also hopefully we'll sometime try to – I've been trying to work on like actual video reviews when I talk about either video games, movies, comic books, so on and so forth. Try to get that kind of aspect going as well on multimedia as well. Also, you can follow me on Instagram. Sometimes I'll post artwork that I've done. That's at S Mooney Jr. on the Instagram. And then, so again, Long Box Cast, we are too long for a short box. Did I get it this time?
No, it's Long Box Cast. We have too many issues for a short box.
I'm never going to get this. I'm just going to make you say it.
Okay, works for me.
All right. Crap, there it is. Come on, like, where's our outro music? Superman! This has been another fine production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com.